Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like the zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too rapid? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snark Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another episode of Cheese, Please. My name is Snark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And from me to you, I'm going to please, please you with another Bad Beatles cover special.
Sort of. You know,
it's really, really amazing.
Why?
The Beatles produce so much really cool music.
Help! I don't know if I can play it all.
And then all of these other people are producing really, really bad music using the Beatles' great music. It's very interesting.
Oh, boy. And they're doing it 8 days a week.
I think, anyway, maybe Penny Lane can tell us more about it. Or maybe Michelle. Who knows? Daffodil, can I give you all my lovin'?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. It's going to be a hard day's night before that happens.
Okay, fine. I'm not going to live. Anyway, let's get into it with some Moog music. How's that? Moog Beatles.
Oh, dear.
Coming up shortly with Goodnight, a lesser-known Beatles song. It's not that common. It's more of an album cut. But we're starting it off with a song I want to go on record as saying, the Beatles version I absolutely hate with passion. Okay, I hate it with a passion. Although this version I sort of like with a passion, because it sums it up.
Because
it's Moog. And it's a terrible song anyway.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Hey Jude, right here on
Cheese Please.
We're cool with that.
Oh, don't look so shocked.
Cheese, please.
Oh,
Cheese, please! Wow, Daffodil, I felt like William Shatner was gonna come up and say,
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of Starship Enterprise.
I had that whole misty feeling there. And don't you think Good Night by the Moog Beatles? Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay,
fine. I was hoping I could find a list of how many artists have done covers of Beatles songs.
Yes.
This show isn't long enough for me to count.
Oh, really? That long? Wow.
There's hundreds and hundreds and it's crazy.
Well, last I heard that the song Yesterday was done like over 2,000 times. I couldn't believe that when I heard that. I was like, really? Wow. And just think, it started out as being called Scrambled Eggs.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Just weird. And before that, the Beatles song I loathe, but certainly like that version. Marty Gold in a Moog version of
Hey Jude.
Right here on Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and I'm being quiet because I'm trying to do research because Snarf always waits until the very last minute to say, can you find something about?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's one of those things that just pops into my head when the music starts playing, and it's like, Daffy, can you, like, you can perform miracles like Scotty on Star Trek?
It's hard to perform miracles and talk and type all at the same time.
Well, can you talk with a Scottish accent like Scotty?
No.
I don't know if I can, Captain.
Oh, well, fine. Yeah, I hear the crickets just going right about now.
We got Kathy Bebarin, Bebaranian?
I'm not even going to try that one, so you're on your own there.
Bebarian, I'm going to say. Okay, I'm going to try that anyway. And her version of I Want to Hold Your Hand with a bit of a classical snooty, snobby feel to it. But we're starting off with Los Fernandos, yes. And sort of a Spanish-Mexican feel to All My Lovin' right
oh
here.
Oh my goodness, on cheese, please.
Remember, I'll always be true. And that's why I'm always. that something I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. Oh, please say to me, you let me be your love. And please say to me, you let me hold your hand. Now let me hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. And when I touch you, I feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that my love I can't hide, I can't hide, I can't hide. Oh, you've got that something. I think you'll understand when I feel that something. I want to hold your hand. 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 I want to hold your hand.
Keith, please, man, that really cleaned the wax out of my ears.
Yeah. I think
so. In a brutally painful manner.
Ooh.
Painful manner.
She hit the note, but just she stayed up there a little too much. You're there, Daffodil, aren't you?
I'm here, and you know what? I want to talk about cover songs that we're not going to play.
Okay, before that, we had Los Fernandos and a Mexican-Spanish feel for All My Lovin'. And my name is Starfdude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And if you haven't figured out, these are all Beatles songs. These are all interesting covers one way or another.
I found some that we're not playing, but we have to start looking for.
What? What?
There's an album out there called Butchering the Beatles.
Oh, really?
Heavy metal artists.
No. I'm not playing heavy metal on this show. It's just a... It's hard to keep here in the van because it weighs down the van. The van just like moves and stuff, and it's gonna fall through the van floor.
It's gonna cause the van to fall apart.
Well, it's gonna this heavy metal music is gonna fall through the floor of the van. It's not that heavy, so I don't think we can play that stuff. Just one of those things.
They're doing a cover of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
And worse than William Shatner.
Well, if you think about this. The front man from Queensryche, which is a very, very heavy metal band,
yes,
is doing the vocals.
Oh. Hey, Bones, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Yeah, see, we're not playing Shatner anymore.
Well, we may play him at one point. Bones,
not today.
Bones, help me. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. What?
That has to be quite possibly the most pathetic attempt at maybe doing a William Shatner impression.
What do you
of
mean?
Captain Kirk.
What do you mean? Come on, that's not bad.
I can put that out to the jury and people can email in and tell you just how bad that was.
What's so bad about that?
Welcome to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird. And this week, the weird is Snarf Dude.
Priceline.com.
And also possibly the warped Snarf Dude.
Priceline.com.
And
get a good price.
Weird, weird, weird.
Fine.
But this is our All Beatles cover special.
And I promised the boss that we would cram as much crappy Beatles music as we could in the show, and look what I'm doing. I'm doing Shatner impressions.
Yeah, which we're not playing.
Yeah, whatever. Yesterday by the Templeton Twins coming up, but we're starting off with Penny Lane and the Wilson Malone voice band. One of those la 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 type things.
A cappella?
Not exactly. Right here on
Jeez Please.
Thank you. On this record, the signal to type will be the words, let's begin. S-N-A-R-F-D-U-D-E space D-A-F-F-O-D-I-L period space. Return. Relax your hands.
Cheese, please.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. To hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. I believe in yesterday. I believe in yesterday.
And there you go. Audio proof that Yesterday by the Beatles was recorded and written back in the 1920s. There we go. And there's proof there.
Yeah. What you said, I agree.
Are you sure?
Well, no, you know what? I actually went to the dictionary online.
Yes.
And looked up the definition of covered.
Oh, and?
There's a specialty definition of covered.
Yes.
For cover version.
Oh, okay.
A cover version of a pop song is a re-recording of that song by a different artist.
Right.
As
sure.
opposed to a remake, which is a re-recording by the same artist.
Yes. And your point?
My point is that the most covered song in the world...
Yes?
...is Yesterday.
Oh, there we go. Okay. How many times? How many
Over
times?
Over 3,000 times.
Oh, man. I was off. I said 2,000 earlier, but 3,000. Cool.
Which means the Beatles have been covered more than any other band in the world.
And there's one version by the Templeton Twins with a bit of a 20s feel. That whole megaphone type thing there.
Yes.
And before that, we had the Wilson Malone... voice band, which we should try, Daffodil. We should make our own voice band and go la 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 la.
No, 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 no.
Because you do
no,
that
no,
every
no,
time,
no, no, no.
You cover your ears and go la 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 la. So
yes,
why couldn't
it, I have no tune when I do that?
Yeah, but why couldn't you just go the next step and go la 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 la? I mean, what's so hard about that? There you go. Now maybe you can do that to something by Britney Spears, and we're all set.
I don't think so.
Or maybe Madonna?
That would actually require that I listen to Britney Spears.
What about Madonna?
Music.
Like a Prayer. There we go.
You try that.
No.
This is our Beatles cover show, so
yeah.
Stop bringing in other artists.
Okay, anyway, my name is Snarf Dude.
I'm Daffodil.
If you haven't figured that out, yeah, we're playing bad Beatles covers. We've done it before. We're doing it again because we're desperate for ideas. Well, not really.
Trying to fill time.
Well, not really. I just... said that. Anyway, we're going to play another song here. What are we going to play?
I don't know. You said it was going to be a surprise.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. Here's Kiwaki. Kiwaki? What is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it could be. This is a Japanese version of I sound like Lawrence Welk there for a minute. It's a Japanese version of a wonderful, wonderful song. A Hard Day's Night, wonderful. Right here on...
Cheese, please.
It's been a hard day's night, and I'll be working like a dog. It's been a
know. It sort of loses something with the whole Japanese feel, Daffodil, don't you think?
It sounds like it belongs in a cartoon.
Yeah, Chiwaki had a hard day's night, and, well, we're giving you the ultimate as much as music as we can cram in. So one more song. We got Michelle in the Labo Trio ending off the show. We got to shut up, so we got to go, bye. I hope you enjoy our Bambi cover special. Want to say something?
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, folks.
Bell. These are words that go together well. My Michelle. Michelle, I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird, Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snalen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.